Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey guys, before this show starts, just want to let you know that over on Red Men Plus, our subscription service, we've got tons and tons of Liverpool content in podcast form as well. You love podcasts, we love making podcasts. Go and check it all out. That's redmenplus.com. Sign up for as little as £5 a month. You will not regret it. Now, enjoy the show.
And that, ladies and gentlemen,
is the full-time whistle. This is not a drill. This is not a joke. Liverpool 9, Bournemouth 0. It's all right, that, wasn't it?
Better than all right, mate.
Yeah. I said
the season has started.
Yeah. Just 3 weeks too late, Liverpool. Nice one. I said before, when I spoke to Paul on Monday before the Man United game, I want Liverpool to start in the front four. I want Liverpool to be aggressive. I want Liverpool to be ruthless. Get the first goal, can't go in, I got a goal behind. And just play the way that we know they're capable of playing. I get the argument it was just Bournemouth. The other argument is you can only play what's in front of you. But I think a few things were massive today. One was keeping a clean sheet, one was scoring first. But also that thing of Liverpool could have taken the foot off the gas at 3-4-0. At half, before our second half, Liverpool could have just gone, yeah, sound, whatever. But I love the fact that it's like, no, fuck yous, we're going to go again. We're going to keep scoring as many goals as we can. We're going to get as many people on the score sheet as we possibly can. And even in the 85th, 87th, 88th, 89th minute, Liverpool's still pressing the back line up Bournemouth because they want more goals.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Liverpool that I recognise. That's the first time I've watched Liverpool this season. Forget being 9-0 up, even at 2-3, 4-0 up, that's the first time I've recognised Liverpool playing the way they can play. But the same, right, with the majority of the same personnel that have played the rest of the game, sorry. Barlow's injured ones in Thiago. That's how we can play. Well, that's, yeah, how we should play football.
Absolutely. And I think when you look back at it, even the decisions at half time, we discussed, will there be a factor of taking your foot off the gas now? 5-0, the game is effectively done and dusted. Mm. Shall we wrap players up in cotton wool? We both said no, Klopp will expect more. You know, the performances of the last couple of weeks have not been good enough. So the expectation is to go out there and do exactly what you did the first half, do it again now, prove that you can do it again. But he threw in other lads that then went and demonstrated that they can be game changers. But there could have been a particular drop off in standard or quality when the likes of Carvalho, Bisecic, Tsimikas came on the pitch. Obviously, I know Milner comes on as well, but they all offered something. Okay.
I didn't lose any rhythm in that sense either, did you?
Exactly.
Yeah, I think that's another key point there, actually. I think Liverpool have been accused of, particularly Fulham and Crystal Palace, maybe. In fact, the first half of Man United, I don't think we even really turned up, but it's almost the arrogance of, not that we won the game before, but our balls kicked up, but it's like, oh, but Liverpool, obviously, great performance against Man City in the Charity Shield, but that's the performance that should have been against Crystal Palace, yeah, and against Fulham. Fulham, like, nah. We're Liverpool in the sense of, We're here to win the title. We fucking play like it.
We've been humbled, and for all intents and purposes, we
a good ball from Bobby.
It was a really good ball. We'll talk about Bobby in the instant match, yeah. I think, as well. But I think we've been humbled in terms of we might have had this little bit of arrogance, and we might have just had that, yeah, we did so well last season, it's just almost a given when we rock up on the pitch and we've got all these world-class players. Salah's still here, with Diaz is now going to kick on. I think we've had so much positive affirmations pushed on us that we've kind of been too cocksure of our own ability, and we've not taken into account, you know, what other teams are capable of doing and that their hunger and their desire as well. And sometimes we've not been able to match that level of intensity. And I think that's been our downfall. But today is a day where we can really look at it from a Liverpool perspective. Forget what else goes on around the league. Forget what all the other teams do. Today was about Liverpool Football Club doing their job first and foremost. Look at that, 19 shots and 12 of them are on target. In terms of in terms of that kind of onslaught onto a goal. We've not seen that for a long time. The shots have been like wayward, and some of the chances that were scored today were harder. They was harder than some of the hard chances we've created in other games. But for whatever reason, we found that ruthless edge that we've been crying out for, because it's evaded us the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. Just for the purpose of balance, Bournemouth are crap.
Yeah.
And piss Bournemouth poor. But that just goes to show Liverpool scored the first goal. They get some consistency and rhythm behind them. And it's actually also a bit mad at the fact that, I know, this is the point that Paul's made over the past week or so. It's really unusual to have, in past seasons, where Salah's not been on his best form. But it's okay, because Bobby and Mane were there, or Mane wasn't his best, but Bobby and Mo were. The past few weeks, like we touched on it before the start of the show, Trent's not been in form, Van Dijk's not been in form, Gomez obviously coming back from injury, probably not been in the form, been thrown into the mix. Fabinho, Henderson, we've been terrible by their own standards. And obviously there's been no service to the front three in that sense. Today, all those people that we questioned, and, you know, people in the comments, which are also fine, but when the team news comes out going, oh, Jordan Henderson's starting, or why is Trent not being dropped, or, you know, why is Tsimikas not starting? Like, sometimes you have to play these plays into form, and they all turn up today, and which is fine, but you need to continue to do that as well. I'm not expecting 9-0 against Newcastle on Wednesday night, but I want to see some of that fucking heart and desire and intensity that I saw today from first minute to the last minute.
Absolutely, and we need to continue in this vein of form now. We need to build from this momentum, and because it's such a huge scalp, everybody within the match day squad today should feel confident. They've all played a part, they've all contributed to that going forward. So we're going to have to use the bulk of those players again midweek. So that energy, as you just said there, that level of intensity, that mentality more than anything else, and the application needs to be there again, because Newcastle are going to be a different opposition. They're going to pose us completely different threats. They can be a little bit of a bogey team. Depends when you catch them, and the form's been decent.
The
form's been has been decent so far this season. They've just signed a new number nine, Isaac up top for them. So they will pose us different threats than what Bournemouth have been able to do today. And I think that, you know, it goes to show for us, it's another level up. I think that, you know, what we'll have doing this next week in terms of this Bournemouth game, Newcastle, and then the derby is like the polar. What I'm hoping to see is the polar opposite from the first three games. First three games were flat and with no intensity, and we didn't have any real quality. But now we need to build on that with opposition that, again, we should have rolled over Bournemouth. Second to that, now Newcastle, they're probably someone that wants to go toe-to-toe with us. We need to prove that we are going to be at the top end of the Premier League, and yous are still going to struggle to get into the top part of the table this season. And then Everton, we just got to lay all hands on Everton and absolutely take them to the cleaners, just for the hate that we've already seemingly, in a Liverpool's fans' eyes, lost one derby already this season. I'm not prepared to lose two before fucking the middle of September.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, 100%. I'm going to read some of your comments now to actually get the actual thing out there. Gerald O'Brien says clap out. Obviously, just a joke. Roberts is not getting the injury time in the 10th. Clap out for not scoring 10. Yeah, everyone's saying clap out is a good joke. Good point, Ross. I mean, lots of good points. Could have been any. Firmino is better than Nunes. Isn't it funny how people's fickle. Minds can change football fans are? Pretty fickle. Fickle. Exactly that. We have a super chat that's just coming, which I will get to now. Odrin O'Brien, £20, thank you. On night shift, and this is the worst game I could have slept through. Among the boys, yeah, nice one. Thanks for the support there as well. Pity Nunes is banned for one more game. That would have been interesting to see if Nunes
against
wasn't banned.
Newcastle, yeah. Well, I don't think we'd have got as many today if Nunes was on, but I think we would have tried to, given the form that we've been on, I think we'd have tried to play through him too much, whereas today it just seemed like it was free-flowing and it seemed like heavy metal football was back at Anfield for the first time and God knows how long. Plenty of different scorers on the score sheet. It would have been nice to have him back for the Newcastle game though, because I think that is a completely different opposition.
Bobby's on fire, isn't he?
Yeah.
George Ford says, thank you, Ross, all the best. There was another one there from Gary Nugent says, Ross, new glasses, their new job. Good luck, young sir, and thanks for all over the memories all over the years.
Fall Out Boy, you know that one?
Yeah, back to the memories.
Even if they weren't so great. See?
Yeah, I know Fall Out Boy. I'm cool, I'm hip, I'm down with the youth. I was going to say kids, but it's pretty inappropriate. City are brilliant but also vulnerable. Newcastle will be a tough game. We have to bring the intensity. We need to put together a run and look at the table after 10 games. Yes, look at this, much more positive. LJ, we don't press, we chase. Absolutely fantastic performance. Good luck, Ross. Thought Hendo sucks. With a couple of signs there and a couple more people saying good luck. We're going to go and do your reactions. It should be a tweet out on the Redmen TV account, which Stephen would have put out by now. Errol's going to read out your reactions. I'm going to do the play ratings, which should be fun for a change. I'm sure there'll be loads of people go, oh, you've only given him a 10, it should be an 11, or whatever. And then we'll do the instant match reaction over on Redmen Plus. And then on Monday, for YouTube members and for Redmen Plus subscribers, we'll have the final word, which we'll just be talking about this even more, which is obviously quite a nice one. And from me, I know I said this on a Club Legends show the other day, but obviously it's my last watch along, which was my last week at Redmen on Wednesday, So from me, just a massive thanks to all your support over the years. Like Errol said before, anything that you've seen on socials, 99% of it would have been me, even on watch longs that we've done today or any other shows. It's made the job a lot easier. Some of the comments aren't nice sometimes, like when you first start and they're like, oh, you're not Paul and Chris. Yeah, I get that. They've been doing it for a lot longer than I have, and they've grown it a lot more than I have. But it's been an absolute pleasure to watch games of football and to watch Liverpool be as successful as they are with you guys at home as well. So yeah, thank you very much from me. I'm sure I'll be about at some point over the next few months and popping up on shows and whatnot. But yeah, what a nice way to end it is Liverpool 9, Bournemouth 0. See you soon.
Hey guys, hope you enjoyed that show. If you want even more Liverpool podcasts in your lives, do check out Red Men Plus. From as little as £5 a month, you can get tons and tons and tons of Liverpool content in podcast form. So yeah, go over to redmenplus.com, check out our amazing content. I'm sure you are going to love it.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there. Especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.